I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. The Delgani String Quartet will close their second season with a performance called Evolving Elements, featuring the percussive side of string quartet music. The program includes the world premiere of Pius Chung's new piece, Flow, as well as music from Canadian composer Alice Ping Yi Ho and Ravel's String Quartet in F Major. They'll perform at Temple Beth Israel in Eugene on Tuesday, May 16th, and they're here in the KLCC Selka Performance Hall, including Jenny Wei and Wyatt True on violins, Kimberly Uwate on viola, and Eric Alterman on cello. Pius Chung is here also with Eriko Daimo, who will be a guest performer. Welcome to all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, can you talk for a minute about the overall theme of the concert, Evolving Elements?
This is Kimberly, and this concert came about because we really wanted to work with Pius. One of the things we do with Delgani String Quartet is the collaborations that are not just the quartet, but anytime that we can work with outside people, it's always a treat for us to get our ears around a different kind of a sound and a different way of working and putting together a concert. And so this program came about because we really wanted to play the Ravel String Quartet, which has a really dynamic second movement, which is kind of based off of gamelan music that Ravel had heard. And so he uses a lot of pizzicato and a lot of melody in shorter notes in addition to using the bow. And so when we approached Pius about playing with us or potentially working with us, he's like, oh, well, I also compose. Then I'd be happy to compose a piece for you. We, of course, took him up on that offer. And then Eriko graciously volunteered to play with us as well.
I'd like to introduce Pius Chung here, who is one of the foremost percussionists going these days in the classical world and beyond. And his Box Goldberg Variation CD of solo marimba still stands as a rather unique statement in the musical world. And he's also indeed highly regarded as a composer and an educator, part of the UO faculty over there. Welcome, Pius. Thanks for being here.
I'm glad to be here.
When you were asked for this commission, what did you want to incorporate in this composition?
Within the first 3 minutes or so, I remember Wyatt asked me, can we just play some percussion too? I'm like, yes. So the first thing I thought was their feet are free, so I gave them kick drums or optional stomps. And then I'm also a big fan of Chinese opera, so I gave them, each string player, some breaks to play some knick-knacks, shiny opera gongs and woodblocks and everything. And there's also an improvisation section that they do what they want. I'm just lazy.
Well, we have a few excerpts from that piece Flow here today. So introduce us to the first excerpt that we're going to be hearing.
The piece is essentially in two movements. The first movement is when things are still, quote-unquote, flowing. It's still rather traditional tonal music, and things haven't started going wrong yet.
Thank you.
Delgani String Quartet live in the KLCC studios with an excerpt from Pius Chung's new piece, Flow. They'll give that its world premiere performance at Temple Beth Israel in Eugene on Tuesday, May 16th. Well, Pius, you mentioned things going wrong, that things would go wrong after that. What kind of things might we expect to go wrong that might actually be right?
Well, you heard the pitch bending and it started distorting. That's actually in the music. It's not an accident. And then after that, all the loud percussion starts coming in. After that pitch bend just now comes a very traditional Cantonese opera introduction where it's just cymbals. It's something called bangu, but it sounds like woodblock. And opera gong is just suddenly get really loud. And then some wartime pipa music starts coming in, which is emulated by the viola and then passed off to other string instruments. And it just gets a lot more wrong, more quote-unquote atonal, although it's still based on the same seven notes. But I started bending things more and more. And in the music, it's not in the title because it doesn't really translate. The second movement is actually against the flow. It's going upstream, more or less.
So what's the next excerpt that we'll be hearing from this piece?
Well, we hear a very traditional opera introduction now. The voice duo is emulated by violin and cello. And then there's also the typical percussion introduction, and then pipa music comes in, and then we hear the groove, quote-unquote groove, starts developing, and then it just gets faster and faster and faster until it goes more wrong.
Delgani String Quartet live in the KLCC studios. Delgani String Quartet live in the KLCC studios, joined here by Pius Chung and Eric Odaimo. They're performing Tuesday, May 16th with the world premiere of that piece, Flow, and other pieces in a program called Evolving Elements. Well, Kimberly, I'm interested in how you and the rest of the quartet approached developing this piece with Pius. There must have been a collaborative process in developing this commission piece.
Absolutely. Pius has been involved in our rehearsal process, even from the very beginning, the first day that we were with this piece. As percussionists, they think about all the different types of sound that you can get, either striking or anything like that, and we're so used to the note says something on the page, and that's the bowing that I imagine in my head. And so it's really helpful for him. He's written all these things on our music of a dead strum, muted, non-resonant pitch, which I kind of have an idea, but having him involved in the rehearsal process has been really helpful because then I have, oh, it's exactly this amount of dryness or this kind of articulation. And the other thing that has kind of been really interesting for me is sometimes Eriko is playing percussion that has pitch that bends, and it bends sometimes a little faster, a little slower, depending on how she's hitting the gong.
I would think it would be an interesting exercise in listening in different ways to music. That would be different than playing the viola.
Definitely. Especially there's a number of places that Pius has written for us to be strumming where it starts out very slowly and gets faster and faster and faster and faster, which is kind of hard to, on the page, to kind of imagine what it's supposed to be. But then it's very indicative of some of these things that I think of being in nature, just this acceleration that just speeds up in a way that's much faster than I normally play on my viola because I simply can't pizzicato that fast or bow that fast. And it, with sticks, it can go much, much faster than anything that I usually would imagine.
Third excerpt from Pius Chung's brand new piece, Flow, to have its world premiere at Temple Beth Israel in Eugene on Tuesday, May 16th with the Delgani String Quartet. Well, Pius, there's a lot of different percussion just going on there. We had a Chinese gong, we have a woodblock, we have all sorts of other things. There will be other percussion instruments as well involved, I believe. Is that correct?
Absolutely. That was actually the reduced percussion version because, well, first we couldn't fit sonically two kick drums in here because the roof would fall apart. And then we also couldn't fit the bigger instruments in here because of space, marimbas, vibraphones, and drums, which Erica will be playing. The volume would pretty much double. This is that quote-unquote gentleman's version. And you heard the stomps just now were supposed to be bass drums. Naturally, we can't always get bass drums, so an optional stomp is written into the music. So this is an example of what I meant by things starting to go wrong a little bit. And it actually gets worse from there.
Well, thank you so much for coming in to talk about your composition and to join the string quartet
thank
for
you.
Its debut.
My pleasure.
Well, how does Ravel's piece fit into this from your perspective, Kimberly?
One of the great things about getting to play string quartets every day, as we do with Delgani, is that there's so much music that we get to play. There's so many great quartets by Haydn and Mozart and Beethoven, all the way through so many different styles and people from different cultures and all the way up to the present. And Pius's piece is part of that canon, and it's part of everything that we get to do. Ravel's string quartet, he wrote only one, which is kind of a shame because it's so lovely. I wish there were another one. But he wrote it at a time that was after Brahms, after Tchaikovsky, when really the idea of what a string quartet is began to change. So before Ravel, and in Ravel also, we have a lot of beautiful melodies. We have a lot of very beautiful harmonic changes and things that you would expect. But he's also sonically playing with the idea of what four string instruments can do. That is one of the things that is really brought out in this second movement. There's, in the inner voices especially, a lot of fluttery things. We're just in the way that you would have a more sustained chord earlier. And he has melody that's in pizzicato, again, something that you really wouldn't have in any Mozart quartet. And so he's really kind of breaking the boundaries of what you can do with these instruments in a very similar way to what Pius did. We didn't mention it before, but he has us playing with guitar picks also, and just finding different ways to create sound out of these instruments that have such a long and wonderful tradition.
Well, let's hear just a brief excerpt of Ravel, shall we? Del Ghani's string quartet with an excerpt from Ravel's string quartet in F major. Johnny Way, Wyatt True on violin, Kimberly Uwate on viola, Eric Alterman on cello, joined in the studios by Pius Chung and percussionist Eric Odaimo, who will also be part of their concert Tuesday, May 16th at Temple Beth Israel in Eugene, beginning at 7:30 p.m. A few tickets left. Tickets and information, delghani.org. Also see piuschung.com. Thank you so much for coming in to perform and be here with us in the studios today. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen. All Things Considered is next.